Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. The Bible says that the entrance of your word brings light. Let light come to your people today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Church, very quickly, I want to share some things with you this morning. This is our month of praise. It's our month of praise. And we started looking at the concept of praise. And I also want to encourage you, make the time to attend our online Bible study. Look, Gateway Chapel is a Bible-believing church. We don't have anything to offer you. We don't have anything to offer you but the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that we preach, the Word of God that we have tested, that our hands have handled, is the Word that we preach to you. And we preach this Word with great testimonies, not just from the pastor alone, but from the body. In fact, the last Sunday of every month, you know, is our Testimony Sunday. And that's just to show the body that the Word of God works. And so take advantage of everything we do here, all right? Because building your faith is a personal responsibility. Building your faith is a personal responsibility. There are so many people in the house of God today. They are Christians, but they have very limiting faith. They are not growing as Christians. They are not developing. So development, Christian development, or the development of your faith is not you attending a discipleship program for 6 weeks and say that is it. No. In fact, as a matter of fact, in Gateway Chapel, you don't go through any discipleship program before you become a worker. No. The discipleship is a thread that runs through the entire church. I am still growing, right? So there's no end to discipleship. There's no end. And so why? Because it takes a very long time to develop your faith. And so I want you to take personal responsibility. So what are the tools? Get involved in the programs the church has in stock for you. Do not be too busy to develop your faith. Every word counts. Every ministration counts. Do not be too busy to develop your faith. And I say, well, oh, you know what? I'm so busy. I cannot log in on your mobile phone, on your tablet, right? And be part of an online mobile Bible study. There's something fundamentally wrong. Seriously, there's something fundamentally wrong. In 24 hours, on your mobile device, you cannot log in and be part of a Bible study group. There's something fundamentally wrong with your priorities. Please, I beg you in Jesus' mighty name. Because the day the devil comes, you can't handle it. You can't handle it. The day trouble knocks on your door, you have nothing on reserve. And then, I am not in ministry for you to outsource your problems to me. No. Let me say that slowly. I am not in ministry for Gateway Chapel to outsource their problems. No. I am in ministry to empower you, to equip you, to train you so you can handle the issues of life. So let's just get our roles clear. Man, I ain't going to fast for you. No. Why you go eat a burger? No. I want to eat the burger, right? I'm not going to fast for you. No. This is not that type of church. My job is to train you and coach you and mentor you and equip you so that you will handle your life the way I handle mine. Just in case you didn't read the small print. And so one of those things I'm training you on today is engaging in the force of praise. Praise is a force. Praise. God inhabits the praises of his people. Praise is what God dwells in. And I explained last week, as a growing Christian, you should, and as a church member, revisit the message of your church at least once a week. At least once a week, you must go. You must make the time to go listen again. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. Do not be too busy. Invest in your spiritual development. And we were very clear last week. We said faith, the praise, is not music. And then before the end of this month, I will explain to you how to praise God. Effective praise. And music is just one of them. But today, I want to teach you something about Thanksgiving. You cannot really praise God unless you are full of thanks. The extent to which you can praise God effectively, carrying on from last week, is determined by the depth of your gratitude. The depth of your gratitude. Many people think that they are praising God, but that praise, God does not dwell in it. Any praise that God does not dwell in is ineffective. Praise is a tool. Praise is a weapon. But I'm not talking about praise as you know it. Because when I say praise, you are thinking about the church organized praise and worship. That is not praise and worship. That is music. That is music. I'm not saying the choir is like that. But it's possible for you to sit in a church and you have 10 people singing songs, hymns, and praising, and yet none of them is praising God. You can praise God. You can sing out of your skill. In fact, you can actually preach out of your skills. That's not the praise I'm talking about. I'm talking about the praise that God dwells in. All right, so listen to this message. But this kind of praise can never be effective unless you understand how to be grateful. And again, when I'm talking about being grateful, I'm not talking about saying thank you. Because many of us think when we say, oh, thank you, Jesus, we're actually thankful. No, 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 no. Gratitude is a state of heart, a conviction, and it is spiritual. When you appreciate me, you say thank you. So if you tell me thank you, can you also tell God thank you? Can you? When you appreciate me, you say, Pastor, oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you very much. I can determine that you're actually very grateful. Why? Because you say thank you. But when we are talking about God, it definitely cannot be the same thank you you tell your pastor that you will tell God. Then what kind of thank you do you tell God? So thanking God is deeper than you think it is. And so thanking God must come from a heart of gratitude that has nothing to do with any activity. It is a heart of gratitude that puts God in his own class. When you say, Pastor, I'm so grateful. Here is a gift for you. So, Lord, I'm so grateful. What gift do you give God? You will spend your entire Christian life trying to figure out how best to express your gratitude to Jehovah. Because thanksgiving is a spirit. Thanksgiving is a spirit. So, you have to know how to thank God. The importance of being thankful, number one, God commands us to be thankful. No thanks, no praise. End of story. No thanks, no praise. No thanks, no praise. No thanks, no praise. And I'm not talking about, oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, I got here, thank you. No, I'm talking about if the thank you that has nothing to do with any activity. When you have, thank you. When you don't have, thank you. When you are comfortable, thank you. When you are not comfortable, thank you. When you are full, thank you. When you are empty, thank you. When you have a job, thank you. You don't have a job, thank you. When you are happy, thank you. When you are unhappy, thank you. It is a thank you. An expression of gratitude that comes from a depth of appreciation that is not tied to any activity, any human activity, is what we're talking about. That is gratitude in its purest form. That is the one that has to be established in your heart before your praise can be accepted in heaven. God commands us to be thankful. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Make known his deeds among the people. Make known his deeds among the people. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. That is the whole assignment. Make known his deeds among the people. Colossians 3 verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Can I ask you my scriptures, please? And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body. And what does it say? Let me tell your neighbor, be thankful. No, let me tap and say, be thankful. Tap, look at the one behind you and say, brother, sister, be thankful. Come on. Be thankful. You think it's bad for you? You've not seen anything yet. So you think what you are going through now, the thing that is robbing you of your joy, is the worst thing that can ever happen to anybody? You really think so? That is the state of ignorance. In its finest form, refined ignorance, is to think that what you are going through right now, right, is the worst thing that has ever happened to you. Seriously? When last did you drive past a hospital? Or a cemetery? If you check properly, you will find that some of your mates that were born the same day as yourself, they are not here. You'll be shocked. That people who were born the same day you were born didn't make it to this age. So we have to learn to put things in perspective. And so God says, be thankful. Until your heart is full of thanks, you don't qualify for praise. Don't qualify. The problem of the church is that we think that by wriggling our body to a piece of music and rhythm, God is what we call worship. No. Read your Bible. That's not, no. You know, the music in your car and then you say, no. Or because you say, oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. So I've thanked God today. Is it because you have eaten and you are full? And you are that same person. Just change their condition. Let them, a whiff of an adverse condition, that hand that looks like worship will become a fist to heaven. Do you understand? God commands us to be grateful. Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer. Can we read that together? Colossians 4:2. Okay, 1, 2, go.
Continue earnestly in prayer.
Continue earnestly in prayer. Being vigilant in prayers. With what? Thanksgiving. So this is the foundation for praise. Thanksgiving is the foundation for praise. I groom myself on 5 things. Number 1 is thanksgiving, praise, giving, right? Service, serving God's house, God's people. I'm the chief servant here. And I love it. I'm the chief servant here. Everybody, I serve everybody, plus the children. One of our daughters was coming in today. We were coming in. Our parents were behind her. So she called me and said, Pastor. I said, yes. And so when is this building going to be completed? And she was pointing to the... That's why I stood. I said, I'm trying. I said, there's a lot going on upstairs there that you can't see at the moment. I said, but we are praying about it. It will be completed very soon. All right? But we are really... So going on. Because she knows her place as a... How do I even know if it's not God testing my heart? How do I know? Have you seen God before? How do I know? So we are praying about it. So you can help us pray too. Lord, if that is you talking through her, I'm talking to you now. Help us make it quickly. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm a chief servant here. We serve everybody. Heart of gratitude. In thanksgiving. Number 2, lack of thankfulness is the beginning of idolatry. Romans 1:21. Because although they knew God, Romans 1:21, bring it up quickly. Let's read this one again together. I love it when we read scriptures together. That's how my pastor taught me. Okay, 1:2. One, two, go. Together, all right? Go on. One, two, go. Because although they knew God, but wait there. How do you know God and not glorify Him? Is part of glorifying God not supposed to be part of the? I'm too excited. Is part of glorifying God not supposed to be part of your knowledge of God? But yet, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him. Okay, let's read on. Exactly. So, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him, nor were they thankful. They knew God, but they took things for granted. I mean, it's like the entitlement mentality. We take things for granted. Please, from now on, set your heart. Ask God to reveal to you how He wants you to thank Him. As a parent, you know how you want. If you give something to your kid, what do you say? You ask them, what do you say? So you expect them to tell you certain things, correct? But that is you as a man or a woman, as a parent. So what does God want you to say? And what is God asking you to say that you are not saying? What is God asking you to do that you are not doing as part of your heart of gratitude? Do you understand? So thankfulness, lack of thankfulness is the beginning of idolatry. You must ask God to touch your heart so that you live in a perpetual state of thanksgiving. Doesn't matter. I don't have, doesn't matter. There's trouble today, doesn't matter. There's victory tomorrow, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. It does not matter. I'm not grateful today because God has done anything. No. I'm grateful because God has done everything. Plus the one I understand, plus the one I don't understand. You should be grateful. Now, until this is established, you can't claim to be praising God. You can't. And I also teach you how to praise God beyond music, because you understand that. Number three, unthankfulness finds expression in our words. Unthankfulness finds expression in our words. You can dance to music here, but when you live here, there are certain things that you will say that gives God the understanding that you are not grateful. Ingratitude has a way of expressing itself. Ingratitude has a way of expressing itself. The Bible says in Matthew 12:34, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." The mouth speaks. So try and listen to yourself. Try and listen. Developing a heart of gratitude is a lifelong process. So I'm talking about the importance of thanksgiving. Number four, grumbling and murmuring and complaining God does not like. You can't be full of praise and then grumble and murmur and complain at the same time. Our faith is so easy to get into, but it's so complex to run. Christianity is so easy to get into. It's so easy to get involved with. But you don't understand it. It is complex. It's with one of the most challenging things you will ever do. You know why? Because it gives you so much liberty and so much freedom, but yet it demands so much from you. 1 Corinthians 10, 7 to 10. "And do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell," that is, they died. "Nor let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain as some of them also complained and were destroyed by the destroyer." Look at that. So it ranked complaining alongside sexual immorality. What is the other one again? Idol worship. Look at that. Do not become idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, rose up to play. So they were carnal. It says, let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did, and in one day, 23,000 of them fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Look at, you say complain. How does having a moan, what does having a moan got to do with idolatry? He said, because when you complain, you are telling God that you are not grateful. That means that you disqualify yourself from giving praise. And if you are not praised, full of praise, then God will not. God has nowhere to settle in your life. Do you see the impact? So get rid of complaining. But if you read your Bible very well, you find that who will eat the same food that long and wear the same pair of shoes that long and not complain? So they ate manna. Same food. What are you having in the morning? Manna. Afternoon, manna. Evening, manna. What about next day? Well, how about manna? So the reason for complaints was genuine. And yet, he said, because you complained, he said, look, you are an idol worshiper. And remember what it says in Ten Commandments, you shall have no other God before you. So the moment you start complaining, say you are an idol worshiper. So in other words, your sacrifices are not acceptable. Get out of my sight. Christianity looks very friendly, but it's very dangerous. He said, what did they do? He said, and some of them say, I said, no, let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day, 23,000 fell, not by the devil, by their God. Do you understand that? So when you complain, God will get you. Don't complain. Where are you right now? Where I am right now is the best place in the world. I may not understand it fully, but I trust God. I trust God. I trust God. So you get rid of murmuring. Because the Bible says in Colossians that your life as a believer is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. What Jehovah wants from you and I is total dependency, and it's called faith. Faith. Total dependency. There's no glory. There's no prize. He's Jehovah. I don't compete with him. I will do my best to live as good as I can or as comfortable as I can. But see, ultimately, it is Jehovah. If I'm happy, you know he's God. If I'm not happy, you know he's God. If I'm hungry, you know he's God. If I'm not hungry, if I'm full, you know he's God. If I get a job, you know he's God. He knows what he's doing. That's what we're saying. If you complain, so that means some people, after complaining, say, I am praying in Jesus' mighty name. It doesn't go anywhere. You've already committed. I mean, that's serious blunder. You start complaining and murmuring and great, and then you say, well, let us pray. Pray for what? It's not going anywhere. It's like putting water in an empty basket. So complaining demonstrates a lack of trust. Complaining demonstrates a lack of trust. Exodus 16:7. It says, and in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, for he hears your complaints against the Lord. But what are we that you complain against us? What are we? So, very quickly, I want to share with you how to develop an attitude of gratitude, because you need it for your praise. How to develop an attitude of gratitude, because you need it. You need it. I need it. You need it. Amen. So the first rule is that you must learn to trust in God's wisdom. That's why we say read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read your Bible. Learn to trust in God's wisdom. Learn to trust in God's wisdom. What does the Bible say about this? What does the Bible say about this? Proverbs 3 verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Gratitude can be a function of vision. Unless you see God in it, you can never thank Him for it. Do you understand? It's our month of praise, and we must learn how to praise God effectively. So learn to trust God's wisdom. Where do I find God's wisdom? I find God's wisdom in God's book. So you've got to learn to read. Take time out. Take time out to read. Get a simple Bible. Get a simple Bible, right? If you don't understand thou sayest and thou does that, go and get a simple Bible, right? Scale it down. Scale it down. Don't try and impress. Thou makest thou sure. I still can't read that. I still can't. And thou makest thou sure that thou surest and knowest that this. Get a simple one. Get it. Scale it down. Scale it down. Scale it down to NIV. Scale it down to New King James Version. So in English, you can easily read it, right? Scale it down. If that is too complex, then get a Living Bible. Get a Living Bible. If the Living Bible is too complex, get the Message. Get something. Get something. Scale it down. It doesn't matter how you eat it, but just eat it. Feed on it. That's what's important, right? And I always say this jokingly, that if all those ones are still complex, men, go get a graphics Bible. Yeah. Don't let anybody laugh at you. Get a graphics Bible. They can only laugh at you once. Get a graphics Bible. Because which one is better? The man that has a graphics, you know graphics Bible? Graphics Bible? Children's Bible. When you sit down with your toddler and say, son, what's yes thou? Say, Hey. Go through. Go and buy the picture Bible. Read picture Bible. I will rather you go through a picture Bible, right? I see the same thing. I say, I completed the Bible in 7 days. Yeah, it's fine. That is even better than carrying this, that thou doest thou. Every time you always go, yeah, it's your sleeping pill. He said, I can't sleep. Just bring your Bible up. He's like, I can't sleep. Yeah, after a while. Okay, all right. You try it. Just pull it out and say, and then go to the book of Leviticus. Yeah. All right, as you're going through that, you just say, very soon, you just wake up the following morning. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't carry your Bible for show. There are Bibles for show. Just carry the Bible for show. You know, the show is there. What's that? Oh, it's a King James Version. Oh, very impressive. 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 There are so many. Why are you impressing? It's very impressing. I see some of you carry some signed nice, fanciful Bible. Some of you, the Bibles you are carrying, I can't even read this. Carry the fanciful Bible, you just come and just see the Bible. And then we just look at it, you see. Some of you just color the whole thing, yellow, black, blue, white. It's so colorful. But it's not for show. No. That's why that man, probably Ethiopian, you know, they actually say, understand that what thou readest. is that what they asked him? In Acts, remember what they asked him? Did they say, wow, I'm so impressed you have your Bible with you? No. They say, yeah. Understand that? King James says, right? He says, do you understand what you are reading? I said, no. It's okay. Now, let me explain to you what you are. So it's the explanation you need. Because we act on revelation, not impression. Do you understand? Get that picture Bible. Go through the picture. In fact, maybe you see the picture of David and Goliath, right? Now when you are looking at and David came out to the camp and saw Abihu, and you look at that and say, David came out and saw. Right? But meanwhile, if you look at your picture Bible, all you just see is woof. You say, why is he swinging this? The next picture, you see the stone on Goliath's head. Then next picture, the man is dead. This boy killed this man. Ha ha ha! boy, kill this man. Ah, hey, how can this small boy kill this man? Then you, why do you think comics are very popular? How many of you read comics when you were growing up? Marvel comics. Is any bigger? I mean, if we just look at Matthew, and there is bigger this. If I was to say, bigger. How did this begat that as well? Right? You just close it. I said, I'll come back later. Come back again the second time and say, and then Joseph begat this and then begat. If I'm Matthew alone, but then you begat. But then get to verse 9. You say, this one is hard. Just close that cry. You know? But when you look at the last passage, you say, and this gave birth to. You understand gave birth to? You look at your children and say, okay. And this gave birth to. And gave birth to. So you understand it gave birth to. So you begat. Please, I'm not knocking King James Version. I'm not knocking. My point is this, okay? So before you say, that pastor is sacrilege. No. Get a translation. I'm saying whatever you do, make sure you understand the Bible. Yeah? If you don't understand it, it's no use. Yeah. It is your understanding that fuels the intervention of God. Mm-hmm. What are we all looking for? We are looking for God's intervention. And that intervention happens and is driven by your understanding. And so your understanding is fueled by the content of what you absorb. So I'm saying, keep it simple. Keep it simple, period. Now, if King James suits you, then some people are raised on King James because their mentor taught them and their disciples taught them on King James, right? And they understand that. But I'm saying, don't copy your friend. Don't go to the bookshop, you see your friend has King James, and you buy King James. Don't do that. Go and get the Bible you understand. That's my preference. Does that make sense? Yeah? Now, if you get what you understand, then you won't struggle because you have an understanding. Okay? Right. I used to get intimidated when people quote scriptures, right? And they just quote this scripture. They can quote like five chunks of verses at the same time. Well, I don't have that kind of memory. I don't have it. So for years, I was intimidated. And it almost killed my growth. In a fellowship, say, sister, pray. Oh, Father, according to the book of Matthew, and they just go, bang, 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 bang. I just go, in fact, I don't even say amen. I just go, where do I start from? And they just go, bang, bang, bang. In fact, right in the middle of the verse, they will do a detour, right? And they bring in concordance. And then they lace it with the Greek interpretation, all in one prayer. I just admire them. So I tried to memorize. I crammed that thing. It didn't stick. So I gave up. So don't do like me. So I wasn't growing for a long time because I wanted to be like my brother. No. Don't even be like my pastor. Don't be like pastor. No. Right? Get a simple Bible. Right? Read it. Believe it. Go get a picture Bible. And be proud of it. Yeah? And then show your son in your face. Come on. Come on, rise to your feet and let us pray. I want us to pray one prayer this afternoon. This morning, I just asked the Lord to expose to us how to thank God the Father and thank God the Son. Just pray and say, Lord, I want to thank you and I want to praise you. The way you want me to thank you and the way you want me to praise you. Help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Just pray. I want to be true to my faith. I want to be genuine. I want to follow you. I don't want to do anything complex. I just want to just love you, oh Lord. I want to just praise you. I want to just thank you. I want you to give me a heart of gratitude. I just want to serve you. I want to experience you. This is at the cry of our hearts. I say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself to me so I can thank you appropriately. So I can thank you. So I can praise you properly. Reveal yourself to me in my own little way. I don't want to be like my brother. I don't want to be like my sister. I don't want to be like the pastor. In my own little way, where I am, just reveal yourself to me. Help me follow you. Help me follow you. Help me to follow you. Help me to praise you. Help me to thank you. Grant me understanding. Give me understanding of your word. Father, you are my Father. You are my Father. Give me understanding of your word. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. I present your people to you this morning. Lord, I ask, oh God, that, Father, you reveal yourself to every man and every woman in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We worship you, Father. Help us become genuine and true worshipers of Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Please maybe.